Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this episode 3529 BN. Today's date is December 22nd, 2024, and the title of the episode is Not Just Another Four-Year Election. This is a crossroads to reclaim control over our government. Talk about our health. We've been told our whole lives that wrinkle creams were the easiest way to look younger. Now, one doctor says that's nothing but old news. According to Dr. John Lakey, the world-renowned Beverly Hills expert, most wrinkle fixes on the market are nothing but glorified moisturizers. They hardly make a dent on your appearance, and some can even be harmful to your skin. Recently, Dr. Lakey has focused attention away from mainstream cosmetic practices. Why? So he can pursue a revolutionary anti-aging breakthrough, one that some experts say could empty the wallets of the cosmetic industry. It's almost like Photoshop for your face. You may even be mad after seeing how easy it is to visibly erase your wrinkles from view. Lakey told reporters his personal clients have doubled his new do-it-yourself technique, the Age Rewinder method, because it can take years or even decades off your appearance in under 2 minutes. In light of this amazing breakthrough, Dr. Lakey has released a step-by-step video to the public, free and uninterrupted, where he outlines exactly how to use the simple solution from home. If this helps even one person look younger or feel more confident, I'll be thrilled knowing I helped, Dr. Lakey commented. The video has since gone viral. At first, it was shared by users on Facebook, but since then, it raked up over 2.3 million views and counting. So far, the comment and feedback have been outstanding, with thousands of women reporting they look decades younger. One viewer even commented, "Best results of anything I've used, and I can't believe how well this works. I'll never stop using this. I don't understand how it works, but the results are great. Thank you." So you can find out more about this yourself right now. Go to bhmd1.com/x22. Or click on the link in the description box below. That's bhmd1.com/x22. Now, there's one thing Dr. Lakey asked from his viewers. If watching this video helps you look and feel younger than you have in years, then please share this video with your friends and loved ones. Together, we have the power to help as many women reclaim a youthful look as possible. Go watch the video at bhmd1.com/x22 right now, or just click on the link in the description box below. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech fake news, the puppet masters, they are now struggling. Remember, throughout this entire period of time, what has happened? The people have gained control of the narrative. The fake news no longer controls the narrative. The corrupt politicians no longer control the narrative. The people now control the narrative. And every step of the way, Trump and the Patriots, what are they going to be doing? They're going to be showing the people the truth about the deep state system, about the criminal syndicate that they set up. And I think Trump just did this with the CR bill. He exposed the D's and the rhinos. He exposed their true intentions on how the system actually works. To keep the government functioning, we didn't need a 1,500-page bill that gave the D's everything they wanted. A 1,500-page bill that protected everything that they've been doing to Trump. A 1,500-page bill that actually trapped Trump in everything. The people now saw the truth. And remember, this is what this is all about. If everyone's thinking, oh, we're going to balance a budget, oh, everything's going to be great, we're $35, $36 trillion in debt. The way the system is today, it doesn't matter if, oh, wait, we don't spend this much or we don't do this right now. Because, again, you need to go to the source of the problem. The source of the problem is where we're getting all these funds in the first place. What allows us to get all of this? We have an open-ended credit card. It's called the Federal Reserve. So once again, if everyone is expecting something like miraculous to happen here, it's not going to happen. This part is to show people, look what they've been doing over a long period of time. Look, can you see it? The whole thing is a criminal operation. Remember, this is not just another four-year election. This is a crossroads to reclaim control over our government. How are you going to reclaim control over the government if you don't know what they're doing? So remember, we're not at the phase where everything is going to be fixed. Just like the phase when the resident was in the White House, which he still is. He's going to be removed very, very soon. Everyone was sitting there going, we must have justice. Really? With a corrupt DOJ. We must have justice. Oh, yeah, with a corrupt FBI who's part of the criminal syndicate. The same thing goes with the entire monetary system. We cannot have an economy that works for the people unless we go to the source of the problem. Same thing with the border. We have to go to the source of the problem. The borders were open. That's the problem right there. And the D's, they were letting everyone come over the border. Actually, they were actually flying them in to this country. So once again, Trump has to show the people. He has to show that, listen, we need to take control over our country once again. And you know what the people did this time? And I know they're like blaming it on Elon. Oh, a billionaire is running the country. Really? I mean, if you look at George Soros and Alex Soros, and you look at all the pictures of them with Nancy Pelosi, Hillary Clinton, and the rest, remember, they project everything that they've been doing onto Elon, onto Trump, onto Trump supporters. But again, it's what they have been doing. They have billionaires and trillionaires controlling the country. Elon is taking orders from Trump. Trump is the elected president. But of course, what they like to do is they like to project what's been happening to them and place it on Elon. And once again, it's not working because the people are awake. The people see what's happening. But we know the deep state players, every step of the way, they're going to fight back. I do believe Trump kind of tricked them with the shutdown. Number one, he used Johnson. I think they're in line. I think he went to the rhinos, to the D's, and made them put everything in there to show, so Trump and the Patriots could show the people, look, we need to keep the government running, but look what they want to do here. Can you see it? And you know what the people did? They started to call their representatives. The people started to push back and say, no, not on our watch. And now all those installed individuals, they're like, holy crap, people are seeing this. People are pushing back. People are saying, no, we can't do what we used to do. Now they're awake. Now they see this. Now they're thinking, this is not good. If we reject this next bill, they're going to be looking at us going, okay, you just wanted to keep the government open, but why are you rejecting it? It's a bill to keep the government open. And this is why it completely and utterly failed. Now the people, they're involved. Now the people are saying no more. And that's what this is all about. And I do believe we're going to see a lot more of this as we move forward. Because once again, this is not business as usual. It's time to basically dismantle everything that they put into place. And why do you think Trump is having Cash Patel nominated? Why do you think he's bringing in cash to the FBI? Because he's going to dismantle everything. Why do you think he nominated Pam Bondi? She's going to dismantle everything. Why do you think Trump nominated Tulsi Gabbard for DNI? Because she's going to dismantle everything. Why do you think John Ratcliffe is coming to the CIA? Because he's going to dismantle everything. Why do you think Kristi Noem's coming into the DHS? Why is she nominated for DHS? Because she's going to dismantle everything that they put into place. And this is something the deep state players are going to try to stop. But again, in the end, it's going to fail. And I do believe we've just seen many different messages, which is very, very interesting. I do believe Trump might have sent us a message with his Panama Canal truth that he put out there. Now, we'll be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, you can see what criminals normally do. Criminals usually release criminals. I mean, let's take, for example, what's happening at the border. We had the criminal leaders in all the different countries. They opened up their jails, and the criminals of this country decided, okay, we're going to take all these criminals and bring them into the U.S. We have Joe Biden right now. He's going to be commuting sentences of all federal death row inmates within the coming days. And this is coming from multiple reports. People like the Boston Marathon bomber, just like Charleston Church shooter, and many, many others. But you have to remember, most of these people, they were all part of the criminal system. The FBI knew about them. The FBI controlled them. And once again, you can see criminals in the government. They're going to be working with criminals out on the streets. And right now, Joe Biden has already granted clemency to over 8,000 criminals, including pedophiles, spies, and much more. Think about this for a second. And I think now people are really waking up to the fact that this is a criminal system and you really can't unsee this. Now, the other thing that you can't unsee is what Biden is trying to do with all the material for the border wall. He's trying to sell it off. Yes, Texas has stepped in and they will buy a lot of the border wall. Actually, they stopped auctioning off some of it in some of the auctions. But Trump, he went ahead and he put together an amicus brief. And this is what it says, that the court should issue an order directing the defendants to immediately stop any ongoing sale of border barrier materials to private parties pending the court's review of defendants' conduct. And the court should swiftly conduct a searching examination of the government's conduct by formal discovery, if necessary, to examine the government's compliance with the law, the Constitution, and the court's injunction. Deliberately selling off border wall material at a major financial loss to the government to obstruct the pro-wall policy of Congress and Trump, should such conduct likely constitutes a criminal act, such as conspiracy to defraud the United States. At the very least, the reported conduct raises troubling concerns of potentially criminal behavior. And that's according to the brief. And it absolutely does. And we know that the criminal syndicate, they've been involved in everything criminal. Why do you think the DOJ, the FBI, why do you think they are the protectors of all the crimes that the government, that the deep state players are committing? This is what they do. But every day that passes, what do you see? You see more and more evidence showing that they are definitely criminal, especially against we the people. Kaneko the Great put this out and said, weaponization just dropped a massive 17,000-page report on the Biden administration weaponized federal government. Emails reveal an alarming level of collusion between DHS, CISA, Stanford University, Atlantic Council, and Big Tech to create the election integrity partnership censorship machine. Graham Brookie of the Atlantic Council's DFR lab wrote, "We just set up an election integrity partnership at the request of DHS, CISA. A redacted Facebook executive spilled the beans in an email about a call with DHS, saying DHS cannot openly endorse the portal. Alex Stamos of the Stanford Internet Observatory emailed Nextdoor executives, "We already have partnership with Facebook, Twitter, Google, and we would love to chat with you and your team. This is some next level dystopian crap. So how does the Trump admin make sure this BS doesn't happen again?" Well, it looks like America First Legal, they are now suing the Stanford Internet Observatory, Atlantic Council, and Aspen's Institute. It doesn't look like it's going too well for them because the court is in favor of American First Legal. And this is what American First Legal put out. It's a very, really long thread. I'm just going to read part of it. "A federal court has denied the Stanford Internet Observatory, Atlantic Council, and Aspen Institute's attempt to dismiss AFL's class action lawsuit for conspiring with the U.S. government to conduct targeted surveillance and censor conservative political speech. On May 2, 2023, AFL filed a class action lawsuit on behalf of Jill Hines, co-director of Health Freedom Louisiana, and Jim Hoft, founder of the Gateway Pundit, against entities associated with the so-called Election Integrity Partnership and the Virality Project. The lawsuit alleges that these academic institutions, nonprofits, and researchers conspired with federal government to surveil and censor conservatives' political speech regarding COVID-19 and elections on social media platforms. Amidst AFL's lawsuit and Jim Jordan's investigation as chairman of the Select Committee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government, the Stanford Internet Observatory was shut down in June of 2024, and the Election Integrity Partnership did not operate during the 2024 election cycle." So you could see that right now there is lawsuits. The evidence is being brought out into the open. And I do believe the people are going to learn quite a bit about what has been happening. Remember, the criminal system, they don't care about the Constitution. They don't care about violating the Constitution. They use the DOJ, the FBI to cover up everything that they're trying to do. And they use the fake news to basically broadcast a different narrative. But when you lose control over all of this and you have other social media platforms that you do not control, like True Social, like X, like Rumble, it makes it very, very difficult to keep the narrative up. And this is the problem that they're having right now. You see, the people now, they're searching for the truth. And when they see something, maybe on these other platforms, and then all of a sudden it disappears because it's censored, people then go to other platforms to look for why was it censored. And this is the worst thing the deep state could have ever done, because this is what wakes people up. See, if you block or censor something and people have the ability to go someplace else to see why it was blocked or censored or whatever they did, and they find it, well, that just destroys everything that the deep state has been trying to do. Keep us from learning the truth, because now people are going to seek it out. Wait a minute, you just censored that? I got to go look for the truth. And you can see that their plan has completely and utterly failed, which means they're going to move to the next phase. And I do believe the next phase is a false flag. I do believe that they aren't finished yet. Remember, I do believe that the 2024 election, it was too big to rig. They knew they couldn't use the ballots. They knew they couldn't use the cheating machines like they did before. Yes, on the local level, they have done this. But again, what did they do? They exposed their cheating system. Because again, if Trump is winning and all the other Republicans are winning and you have one Republican not win, does that make any sense? No, especially when they take the time of, what, 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks to actually get enough ballots to make the person that they really wanted to win. I think people could see right through this. Actually, if you look at Arizona, that's exactly what happened. Every other Republican won and Carrie Lake didn't. So they had to take weeks upon weeks to get enough ballots. And actually, the number of ballots that Ruben Gallego got was more than Kamala Harris. Does that make any sense? No, it doesn't. It means they really cheated on the local level in these different areas. And you can see this in Wisconsin. You can see it in Pennsylvania. You can see it in many different places. Now, what's very interesting is that Trump, he is now pushing to get the Panama Canal back. And once again, Jimmy Carter, he allowed Panama to take control of the Panama Canal. The U.S. paid for the entire thing. And now we have the Chinese now moving in and setting up shop around the canal, which they control a lot of the interests around the canal. Doesn't mean they control the canal, but Trump is setting out a warning. But what's very interesting about this post is that there's only one post that refers to Panama. And in this post, which is 782, February 16th, there's something called Behold the Pale Horse. And this is a 1991 book. And it's highlighted. So let me just read this section. The government encouraged the manufacture and importation of military firearms for the criminals to use. This is intended to foster a feeling of insecurity, which would lead the American people to voluntarily disarm themselves by passing laws against firearms, using drugs and hypnosis on mental patients in a process called Orion. The CIA inculcated the desire in these people to open fire on schoolyards and thus inflame the anti-gun lobby. This plan is well underway and so far is working perfectly. The middle class is begging the government to do away with the Second Amendment. Now, again, this has failed. But within this and within the Behold a Pale Horse, there is a section that talks about the fall of the Berlin Wall and the invasion of Panama. So once again, Q says this is big. Is this truth that Trump put out? Yes, he's talking about the Panama Canal, but is he also sending a message letting us know there might be another false flag headed our way? And I do believe we're going to see multiple false flags. I think they're going to try multiple false flags, most likely around certification, around the inauguration, and maybe a little bit after the inauguration. Because once again, the deep state players, they're just not going to just go quietly into the night. It'd be nice if they did just go quietly into the night and they just go back into wherever they are, and we can then press charges against them, bring them to justice, and this all could be over with, and we could take back our country, and everything would be great. We get rid of all the criminals. But again, we live in reality, and most of the time, that doesn't happen. So once again, you know criminals, they're going to fight back. I mean, you could see it very, very clearly when the police track down or on the high-speed chase going after a criminal, and the criminal crashes in their car, and they have a weapon. Do they just get out of the car and throw the weapon out and say, I give up? Or do most criminals, do they start to fire back and do they start to run? Because they know if they give up, they're going to prison. If they try to escape, at least they have a chance. I do believe this is exactly what's going to happen with the deep state players because, again, they're criminals. They're part of the criminal syndicate. And you can see they're putting certain things into play. So when Trump and we, the people, come after these individuals or try to expose these criminals, they're going to push back. Now, what's very interesting is we had an event out in Germany, and this individual took a car and drove it into a Christmas celebration. Now, what's very interesting about this is that the driver was a Muslim. But from the headlines, You could see the fake news is trying to cover this up. Wall Street Maverick put this out, and he has a list of all different articles. It says, this is from The Guardian, by the way, one killed and several injured after car drives into Christmas market in Germany. NBC News, dozens feared injured after a vehicle plows into crowd. So if you notice, ABC News, The New York Times, they're all calling it a car. A car did this. Now, once again, should we ban all cars? Because if it's a car, then we should just ban every car, right? Isn't this what they want to do with weapons? Oh, the gun did it. But why are they saying it's a car? Well, Doug Tanapel put this out and said, I knew the driver was a Muslim when the headline didn't say he was a white Christian. And what's very interesting, from another set of articles, they started to change it up a little bit. Suspect in Germany auto attack that killed five, injured 200, self-identified as Islamophobic. So now they're trying to say this individual is Islamophobic. And basically what the fake news is doing, and Elon responded to this, they're lying to the people once again. Ian Miles Chong put this out and said, according to reports from UAE and Saudi Arabian X users, the perpetrator of the Christmas market attack in Magdeburg, Germany, is a fugitive from Saudi Arabia. The German government refused to extradite him despite requests from the Saudi government. Elon responded to this and said, wow, this is insane. Whoever refused to extradite a murderer deserves to be punished severely. Salman Ansari explains who this individual is and what the fake news is trying to cover up. Raw facts you won't hear from the German media echo chambers about the latest horrendous terror attack in Germany. Early 2006, Talib Abdullah Mohsen flees Saudi Arabia after being accused of rape and implicated in serious crimes. Saudi Arabia formally requests his extradition, but Germany denies the request, citing human rights concerns despite clear evidence of his criminal activities. After arriving in Germany, this individual reinvents himself as a dissident, publicly declaring himself an atheist and an ex-Muslim. This move appears strategic, likely aimed at securing full asylum protection in Germany by portraying himself as a victim of persecution rather than a fugitive from justice. He begins working in government hospitals in Germany as a psychiatrist, shockingly. While holding his position, he is publicly active in criminal activities, including human trafficking, smuggling young girls, encouraging girls and minors from Saudi Arabia and Gulf countries to flee to Germany. These activities raise serious concerns about the involvement of certain human rights organizations, which may have facilitated or turned a blind eye to these crimes. This angle requires urgent investigation. In 2023, this individual makes explicit threats against Germany, which authorities dismiss as freedom of expression. He was active on social media, repeatedly tweeting and posting voice recordings where he made explicit threats against Germany. He openly considered the German government his enemy, claiming that Germany was conspiring against him and against all Saudi asylum seekers. These posts were publicly accessible and alarming, yet German authorities failed to respond or investigate further. These paranoid claims and repeated threats were clear indicators of dangerous mindset. Yet they were ignored by authorities despite being warned by many ex-users who tagged the German police in case they were not doing their job. So right there, that tells you everything you need to know. They pretty much knew about him and they protected this individual. Now the people of Germany, they are now protesting and they're saying that anyone who doesn't love Germany should leave Germany. The German media is not showing these protests. They're hiding it because they don't want people to see the truth. But again, you could see the people of Germany, they are now pushing back very, very hard to take back their country. And it looks like the people now are pushing aside Scholz's party, Merz's party, Habeck's party, and it looks like they're going with Alice Weidel, who is part of the AfD party. And it seems that the German people, they're about to take back their country. Elon Musk says only the AfD can save Germany. Now, again, we see this happening where? We see it happening out in the UK with Starmer. We're seeing it, of course, in Germany. We're seeing it in France. We saw it in the Netherlands. We saw it in Argentina. We're going to see it in many, many countries right now. We're actually seeing it out in Canada. Trudeau is having a very, very difficult time. The people now are pushing back very, very hard. And Trudeau is once again in troubled waters. And it looks like he's primed to lose power early next year. After a key semi-ally New Democrat Party leader Jagmeet Singh said he'll bring down the minority Liberal government and trigger an early election. And once again, it does not look well for Trudeau. I do believe in the end he's going to be forced out, just like all these other installed individuals. It's game over for them. And you can see the deep state players, they just don't want to go quietly into the night. They're going to fight back with everything that they have. And I think they're going to continue to fight because, once again, think about it. If they lose all their installed individuals in all these different countries, they lose power. They lose control. And this is something they're going to try to stop. And you can see this is why we see the deep state players trying to push war every step of the way. Right now, Ukraine, they will stop transiting Russian gas to the EU from 7 a.m. on January 1st, 2025. And this is coming from the prime minister. So this is very, very interesting. We'll have to see how that all plays out. But the other thing that's really interesting is that Ukraine, they used drones to strike residential buildings in Russia. These were not military targets whatsoever. The Last Refuge put this out and said this hits close to home. Trust me on this. 8 drone strikes on residential buildings, not a single military target. Ukraine specifically chose to target civilian Russians. 3 waves of strikes early in the morning during rush hour, time to coincide with the exact times of a 9/11 strike in the USA in 2001. These drones are Western-operated strikes into Russia by U.S.-led NATO elements under the auspices of Ukraine. So that is very, very interesting. So when you look at this, you can see the drones hitting the towers, just like in 9/11. But the only difference is that the buildings didn't collapse under their own weight, which is very, very interesting. The other thing that's very interesting is the deep state players, are they sending a message to we the people, to Trump, saying, listen, there's another false flag headed your way. This is a warning. Because what's very interesting, and True Stormy Joe put this out on X, he says, watch the footage, remind you of 9/11. Where was 9/11? Manhattan, New York. And what's very interesting, in Russia, this was a Manhattan residential complex. You think the deep state players, you think they are sending a message? I do believe so. But one thing for sure is that when the drones hit these skyscrapers, the buildings didn't collapse. Now people are thinking, wait a minute, why did the World Trade Center collapse? Was it a planned demolition? Starting to seem that way. Now, the other thing that we could see, the deep state players, they are definitely pushing multiple events and they're preparing the narrative for all of this. Now, you could see war. They're trying to push this. You could see the deep state players. They are definitely trying to egg Russia on and they're trying to start World War III. They're pushing the bird flu. And I do believe these events that they're creating, these false flags, they are timed to bring as much chaos as possible. And you can see this is exactly what they're planning to do, especially with the bird flu. But every step of the way, it's becoming more and more difficult for the deep state to convince people that there's going to be another pandemic, because every day that passes, we're seeing more and more evidence that this was one gigantic hoax. We never needed the bioweapon, and the deep state players tricked the people of this country and the rest of the world. Aaron Siri put this out and said, CDC busted again. This time, its myth about COVID-19 vaccines page claimed nearly all the ingredients in COVID-19 vaccine are also ingredients in many foods. So on behalf of ICANN, we submitted 6 different Freedom of Information Act requests to CDC for proof of this claim. It was not able to produce a shred of proof. CDC's approach to truth and data is a joke. Why couldn't they produce it? Just like they couldn't produce that, hey, these bioweapons that we're injecting you is safe and effective. They have no proof because they're not. Now, the holidays are here, which also means it's sick season. Sinus infection, strep throat, upper respiratory hacking. Everyone is traveling and passing it all around. But guess what? You don't have to deal with this year. Why? Because this little blue case is your mobile urgent care. It has ivermectin, Z-Pak, amoxicillin, and six other prescription medications at your fingertips. Thanks to the wellness company's medical emergency kit, you can tackle anything severe your body comes across without ruining your holiday plans and winding up in urgent care. This kit cuts through the red tape by allowing you to take control of your health versus being reactive and inconvenienced during precious family time. You don't need a gatekeeper because their medical board created a guidebook that outlines common treatments for UTI, strep throat, bacterial infections, respiratory illness, and much, much more. All it takes is filling out a digital intake form, and your kit arrives at your door in 1 to 2 weeks. Travel with peace of mind this holiday season. Order your kit now by heading to twc.health/X22 and use code X22 to save up to $30 off plus free shipping, or just click the link in the description. They tricked the entire world, and now it's falling apart around them. Just like the Biden regime's push to get men in women's sports, men into women's locker rooms, men into women's bathrooms. It's completely and utterly falling apart. And right now, the Biden regime, they have withdrawn its proposed Title IX rule that sought to expand protections for transgender athletes in educational institutions. The decision comes after substantial opposition from conservative lawmakers, women's rights advocates, and a series of legal challenges that question the rule's implication on women's sports and privacy rights. And once again, they are now failing. Now, think about it. Their entire trans Tifa people, Antifa and the rest, they're going to start to get pretty darn pissed off at Biden and team, which might mean that they might turn on Biden and team in the end, turn on Kamala. But we'll have to see how this all plays out, because again, we know that they're planning to do something in DC, because again, their plan is to try to keep Trump out of office. Now, every time we say, oh, this is their plan, doesn't mean that their plan is going to work. I do believe Trump and the Patriots, through military intelligence, they know what they're planning to do. And if it's not the direction they want them to go, they let out information to move them on a different path. So once again, we could see the deep state players, they will try to push certain things. But I think along the way, Trump and the Patriots have the ability to move them a little bit to the left, move them a little bit to the right, so they're on the path that they want them to be on. Because again, I do believe the Patriots are in full control. And once again, full control doesn't mean they control everything in the country, everything down to the local level. They're in control of the information. They're in control of the narrative. They're in control of that. Now, sometimes things get a little bit out of control. And it doesn't mean that the Patriots control everything on the local level, like in cities where you have the illegals raping and murdering people. I think on a higher level, when we are looking at a fifth generation war, we have control. I'm talking about the Patriots have control of information, control of the narrative, control of the intelligence. And when you look at it, that's what that actually means. Now, the other thing that we can see is that the fake news, they're continually pushing the narrative that Biden is mentally declining. And now they're admitting that since he came into office, it started back then. And when you read the Wall Street Journal that has put this story out, and again, they don't put these stories out unless they're pushing something. And it looks like they're trying to push Biden to actually accept the 25th Amendment, or even if he doesn't accept the 25th Amendment, they want Kamala and Congress to agree to the 25th Amendment to remove him. I do believe this is part of their plan. And part of the story in the Wall Street Journal is that Joe Biden was too mentally fatigued to take phone calls from House and Armed Services Committee chair before Afghanistan withdrawal. So right there, people are starting to learn that he might not be fit to be in office right now. And I do believe there might be some type of an event that shows that he cannot function, that he should be removed at this point. But we'll have to see how this all plays out, because remember, they had Kamala and we had Joe Biden. They were recalled back to D.C. and they just don't do this just to do it. They're doing it for a specific reason. Yes, I know out in Ukraine, we had drones hit Russia. But again, I do believe this is for a bigger event. This is something much, much larger, which I do believe is going to happen in this country and or maybe overseas. And Biden will not be able to handle that, where he has to make a decision on the event. Now, it could be here or, like I said, across someplace else. And they're going to look at this, and I think Congress is going to look at this and say, okay, he cannot function. He cannot make decisions. We're going to need someone that can. And of course, what do you have to do? You have to use the 25th Amendment on him. But let's see how this all plays out. This is going to be very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that's really interesting is we could see that all investigations are being stonewalled in regards to Trump assassins. Now, I don't think we're really surprised about that because the FBI, DOJ, they're all part of the criminal syndicate. And if anyone thinks they're going to do an investigation and find out who really paid the assassin, who directed the assassin, who the assassin really is, well, it's not going to happen because the assassin is part of the criminal syndicate. It's part of the FBI, part of the DOJ. They're the ones who are controlling all these assassins one way or another. So they are blocking the investigation. Actually, Florida's governor and attorney general saying, yeah, the FBI, DOJ, they're blocking everything. And they can't get anything done. They can't get any information whatsoever because it's a criminal syndicate. Just like during Biden's time in the White House, you are never, ever going to see justice because, again, the criminal syndicate is ruling and in control of the DOJ, control of the FBI, control of the CIA, control of everything. The only way we can have justice is to clean it all out and put patriots in that place. And that is going to happen once Trump gets at the White House, once his nominees are confirmed. Then the cleaning can happen. And again, those people, those staffers, the criminals that are in these departments, they're going to fight back with everything that they have. But in the end, I do believe the deep state is going to completely and utterly lose because we have some pretty darn smart people that Trump is picking right now. And they're not just going to back off. They're going to charge ahead at full speed. Now, the other thing that's really interesting is that Representative Kay Granger, 81, she served as representative for Texas 12th Congressional District since 1997. And she's been missing since July. And that was the last time she actually had a vote. And it looks like a reporter decided to track her down, and she was in a dementia care facility, but she was still a member of Congress. And that is very concerning because if you look at Congress today, we have many individuals in there that need to retire. And some of these people, how did they get reelected over and over and over? Well, when you install people, you really don't need the people to reelect you. Elon responded to this whole story and said, maybe we should have some basic cognitive test for elected officials. This is getting crazy. Maybe we should have term limits. Now, think about it. Think about all these people that are coming up saying, oh, this person has dementia. We need a cognitive test. And think about the stories that are coming out in regards to Biden. I think they're going to make a case. I wouldn't be surprised if they don't make it very, very soon. But let's see how this all plays out. This is going to be very, very interesting. We know if there is some type of major event and Biden has to do something, we know right there that they're already starting everything and putting everything in motion. Now, once again, I guess they could just say, hey, he can't function, so let Kamala handle the last couple of days. But I think they probably want to use an event. Think about how they got rid of Biden and they brought in Kamala. They actually had an event. You know what the event was? That was the debates that was held in June. They did that on purpose so the people would see, and they gave the fake news permission to show it and talk about it. It's time to remove him. So I think they're going to do something very, very similar. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see that Governor DeSantis, he has to pick someone for Marco Rubio's Senate seat. And there were some rumors out there that Lara Trump was going to, you know, go for that Senate seat. But it looks like she is not going to do this. And she put this out on X. And she says, after an incredible amount of thought, contemplation, and encouragement from so many, I've decided to remove my name from consideration for the United States Senate. I could not have been more honored to serve as RNC co-chair during the most high-stakes election of our country. And here in the great state of Florida, I have read so many of your kind messages, and I cannot thank you enough. I do have a big announcement that I'm excited to share in January, so stay tuned. I remain incredibly passionate about public service and look forward to serving our country again sometime in the future. In the meantime, I wish Governor DeSantis the best of luck with his appointment. So let's see who DeSantis picks. We know Lara Trump is out. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Trump and the Patriots, they showed the people that we can control what happens in Congress. Remember, these individuals, they represent we the people. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they wanted the people to get involved this time. And I think Trump, along with Johnson, they set everything up so that people could see the truth. See, now when you have people that are awake, people thinking logically, it's much easier to show the people, especially when you control the narrative, when the fake news can't control things anymore. People, they see the truth. DC Drano put this out and said, President Trump just got a huge win in Congress. After he blocked the swamp cramnibus, he got a clean one with no Democrat pork or pay raises. Most importantly, he secured massive disaster aid for farmers and states affected by the hurricanes. He cut the bill from 1,500 pages to less than 150, and he eliminated J6 committee immunity and blocked funding for the State Department censorship regime. Big win. And look what people saw. They saw a gigantic pile that had nothing to do with keeping the government open, and they saw a little tiny pile that says, this is all we need to keep the government open. And the people, they fought back. I do believe it was a complete and utter setup. And remember, this is not a four-year election. This is a crossroads in whether or not the people take back the government from the criminal syndicate. Joe Lange put this out on X and says, don't miss what happened. Trump, Johnson, Elon, Trump, Congress. I think it worked perfectly. Here's what Trump just accomplished. Trump got the funding he needed for the important things, so he can hit the ground running on January 20th. He forced Congress to help two groups of Americans devastated in the hurricanes that were getting almost no assistance because all the money was spent on illegals. He forced the process out into the sunlight and allowed the American people to read the bill before it was voted on. Why is it so important? We all witnessed what happened to the 1,547-page bill. It got torn apart on X and everywhere else on social media. The American people rose up and killed that bill. The American people are taking back their government. Trump is teaching them to stand up and hold these representatives to account. In the past, the speaker would have dropped the 1,547-page CR on Friday and forced Congress to vote on it without reading it. This time, the American people got to read it first. You saw what happened in the past. Congress wouldn't have cared that the American people were outraged by a last-minute 1,547-page boondoggle. They would have passed it anyway without fear, but everything has changed. They all saw the election results. They no longer control X. X is the greatest weapon in the narrative war, and the American people now control it. Their greatest fear has become reality. A good government is a government that fears the American people's wrath. What else did Trump accomplish? He set the standard going forward of how this process is going to work from now on. All bills in the House are now going to be slimmed down versions for every bill. We're going to get votes on a single topic, and the American people are going to be able to view and decide whether they approve or not before it gets voted on. Every member of Congress is going to personally hear from their constituents before they vote. All of these wins are safeguarded that weren't in place before Johnson ever became speaker. Give them some credit. This was Trump's plan from the beginning. Trump just reset how the House does business going forward, and most people are completely missing it. And once again, you could see that Trump got pretty much everything that he wanted. The government is not shutting down. I do believe he actually used his Truth Post to trick them. He said, let the government shut down on Biden's watch. And you know what the deep state players did? They said, holy crap, why is he saying that? Maybe we shouldn't have it shut down on Biden's watch. And basically what they did was they went ahead and they voted to keep the government open, and it didn't shut down. Now it's funded until March, and who controls the House? Who controls the Senate in March? Well, that's why the Patriots do. And can Trump then go ahead and say, listen, we need the debt ceiling suspended until 2029 so I can put everything into place, so I can cut the taxes? And I do believe he's going to get everything that he needs. And it looks like we the people now are winning. Remember, this is not just business as usual. This is about showing the people that they have the control. The people have the power. And I do believe every day that passes, the people are going to learn this. And the people, they're going to rise up and fight against the deep state players. Every false flag now that the deep state is going to try to throw at us, I do believe each one is going to fail. Some people might be afraid. Some people might be scared. But I think the majority of the people, they're going to be looking at this. And with the control over social media now, and since people aren't believing the fake news, whatever false flag that they push, I do believe it's going to completely another utterly fail in a matter of days, maybe even hours. And they're not going to be able to push this off the ground, which means they're going to need something very, very big to have a lot of chaos. And I do believe this is exactly what they're going to try. Now, the other thing that's really interesting is that Scavino, he put out a post on X, and it's an individual opening up a door, and you see all these ducks come out from the darkness into the light, into the snow, and then the ducks look around and say, okay, we're going right back in. But this was put out at 12:35 a.m., and this is the post from 12:35. There's an article from The Hill, says, Huma Abedin ties to the Muslim Brotherhood. It says, good article, don't forget about Huma. A1, VJ, then it has a couple of dots. It says, FBI, America for sale, betrayal, treason, no name, inside, out, destruction, SA, Saudi Arabia, Huma and Hussein. Who paid? Saudi Arabia, vital. Now, this is going to be very, very interesting. So I do believe that all of this now is pointing to Obama, pointing to the Muslim Brotherhood, pointing to Huma Abedin, who is now married to George Soros' son, which is very, very interesting. And when you look at what happened in this video, the ducks went from dark to light, and that reminds me of post 3464. It says, dark to light, hunters become the hunted. This is not another four-year election, and it definitely is not. The people are awake. The people are thinking logically, and anything and everything that the deep state tries to throw at the people are no longer going to believe. It might take a couple of days. It might take a couple of weeks, or maybe even just hours. But I think in the end, when the truth starts to spread, the people are going to understand that it is a false flag. And think about it. If we had this power during COVID, if we had control over all social media, COVID would have never been able to been pushed out there. The people would have said, absolutely not. All those people that were telling the truth, people would have been listening. People would have been passing it around. People would have been asking for proof. And I don't think we would have had what we had during COVID, even with the 2020 election. Think about it. The only way the deep state players were allowed to do everything that they did is because they had control over the fake news. They had control over all the social media platforms, and they were able to pull this off. Think about it. What they did in 2020, they would not be able to do in 2024, which they didn't. And any other false flag that's headed our way, I do believe it's going to be very, very difficult, which means they're going to have to use very chaotic, big false flags to try to keep the chaos up. But I think in the end, it's all going to fail. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.